WLNDFM, Signal Mountain, 98.1 The Lake. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake. With your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
Good morning. This is Ed Jones and Clint Powell with the Vital Health Radio. I am winging it today with no notes whatsoever as far as opening because Clint's over there smirking, but I know we can pull this off. Right.
Yeah, absolutely we can. Welcome everybody to Vital Health Radio. It's brought to you by Nutrition World. I'm Clint Powell. I am the PhD of Waffle House. Ed Jones is the holistic navigator. He is the owner of Nutrition World since 1979.
Beautiful.
And he makes a living. He has made it his life, his passion to run alongside you people, you lucky Good. Listeners. As your health journey continues down the road.
Dang, we got Billy Graham here? What's going on?
That's the plate, man. Daddy needs a dollar. Let's go. Come on.
Okay, you're rolling from either a lack of sleep or painkillers. What's going on?
there's no painkillers. There's lack of sleep. And I have found when things get stressful, humor is a great a little pressure releaser.
It is. If you're not gripey, which sometimes I can get a little bit with lack
of sleep. I default to humor, sarcasm, self-deprecation, and a little bit of acting like things are better than they are.
I love that. Yeah. We might as well err on that side.
Yeah, just ask Sweet Baby Ribs. She knows.
Oh, Baby Ribs is videoing us today. That's Rain from Rain. Nutrition
World. And I can never remember the nickname she said she had, so I just nicknamed her Sweet
cheddar,
Baby Ribs.
Cheddar cheese or something.
And she likes it now, I think. Yeah. Yeah, it comes from a good place.
Hey, talking about Waffle House.
Let's talk about Waffle House.
Just before I get to my written notes for the current stuff at Nutrition World, is that Waffle House is stepping outside its traditional breakfast offerings. This was a shock to me. Okay. They're testing 7 taco varieties. Yuck. Tacos at Waffle House are...
What are we doing?
I know.
Whoa.
45 locations, including Atlanta, will be doing tacos. Not.
Like, there's not enough taco places. I'm fine with taco places. Go have all the tacos you want. It's not an Italian restaurant. It's not a taco restaurant. It's not a Japanese restaurant. I don't want hibachi. It's redneck hibachi is what it is. Throw the stuff on the flat grill. And give me my all-star breakfast. That's ridiculous. As a spokesman, official spokesman for Waffle House, the doctor... of Waffle House. They never ran that by.
They didn't ask you.
They did not.
Insulted.
Losers.
All right. Today's show, I got two topics I'm going to talk about in segment 2 that I want to prime you for.
Okay.
And this was very well done studies. Does caffeine or can caffeine help people to lose weight? Very, very interesting study.
Yes, go ahead.
And it's a yes and it's a no. So I'm going to explain that and you can make the information work for you if you know the information. Second, I don't know how many people are, you know, really up on the main news, but the xylitol, which is a natural sweetener, has been modestly indicted to perhaps increase cardiac events in people. So that will be on segment 2. Very interesting, and there's always sides to both of these stories, and like they are to all health stories.
Okay.
I want to talk about your ebook and your printed book.
Yeah.
I'm very proud.
Yeah,
you have worked for several years with putting notes down and combining, and all of a sudden you pulled the trigger and you pulled all this together.
Yeah, it's called The Room with No Doors, How We Trap Ourselves Defending Our Excuses. The paperback actually at the end, and the Kindle copy as well has little work areas in the back of it.
Yeah.
So it's mostly book, but a little work area. And it's basically the 7 excuses. And then at the end, I give a few tips and suggestions. But it's 7 excuses. We use these on and off. And the main source of this was myself. You know, you start realizing, every time I've said, the whole premise is every time somebody gives me an option to try or there's a solution I'm supposed to try, if I keep telling myself it doesn't work, well, then eventually I've trapped myself in a way there's no way out of where I'm at. And so it came from years of writing stuff down, emails, presentations, and then I just, I found, like you said, I pulled the trigger. So thank you. You can find it on Amazon. Just look up Clint Powell or The Room with No Doors. And leave us a review on Amazon. It helps us.
So you're adding another skill set to your protocols and to your resume, which is an author.
Yeah.
And I will bet you that there's another book in the works in your brain.
There's another one already in queue.
Ooh.
It's already been written. It's sitting there. I'm just waiting until this one come out on Barnes & Noble in about a month. And then the other one will pop out sometime around the end of October, 1st of November.
Well, you've inspired me. We had a conversation yesterday because I've been writing these e-books for Nutrition World under the heading of The Holistic Navigator on how to stay healthy, how to get healthy, how to sleep better, better oral hygiene, oxalates, how to train using AI to lose body fat, and on the Core 4, which is the basic platform I think that everyone needs to be supplementing with. That's on theholisticnavigator.com. But our conversation yesterday is I'm going to pursue the similar that you did, which is actually get it on Amazon and on Kindle. And I heard that you have pretty dang good numbers.
So far, I mean, good is a relative term. So, yeah, I mean, they're not bad. I've popped into the top 100. On Kindle a couple of times. I popped into the top 200 on the paperback. But really, I'll start looking more at that in about 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
If I can get, basically, if you can just get 5 or 6 downloaded a day, that's bought and sold, it's fine. I think right now, as of this recording, I'm around 60 that have been sold. But we're only less than 3-4 days into
it.
So that's not bad.
Yes, not bad a bit. Next week, and of course, Labor Day is right tomorrow,
Monday. Yeah.
And you know, that's a big day for Nutrition World. I'm going to just go back into that. I told Scott and Matt today, I said, in not the 47 years of me being in business, but the last 20, the biggest thing that I did was move the store from Brainerd Village. We closed on Saturday at 4 o'clock instead of 6. We moved the entire store from Brainerd Village to the location on Lee Highway, and we reopened on Monday morning at 9. And you can imagine that pretty chaos, and then, you know, chaos after to try to get all the fine parts manipulated to where they need to be. Right. Well, this Labor Day is the second biggest event of Nutrition World's past 2 or 3 decades, and that is we're installing an entire system called Shopify. If you've been online and you really shop on the internet and you purchase things, you've done probably Shopify. It has been mammoth. And it's many reasons we don't talk about, and extremely expensive. We're pulling that plug on Monday, and it is very nerve-wracking, but I'm so excited to get to
a new era.
It's
going to take your e-business, your internet business online. It's going to make it more convenient for shoppers. Mm-hmm. It's going to make it bigger, better, more efficient. And I'm not going to give last names, but I also know you and Katie and Scott have done great work. But let's not forget first names only, Cody, Brian, and Matt.
There's
a couple of first names there because I don't know if they want their last names out, but there's a handful of about 6 to 7 people there, people we didn't mention, like Dina and other folks.
Yes.
They have just been, everyone's had a critical place in that, but especially Matt and Jason, who have kind of been the tip of the spear on this for you guys. I'm very excited for y'all.
They are my heroes, all these people, including Moore, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
I want to mention, I don't know if I mentioned Lisa. Lisa Bloom has certainly joined Nutrition World a few months ago, but she came from Knoxville as a lactation expert. Hmm. She had built a wonderful business in Knoxville helping mothers work through the challenges of lactation. The only reason I know about that is, one, that my wife, when we were married, she had a lot of struggles with that, but she was very committed to the fact that the health of a baby is benefited greatly if you can have a healthy lactation. Mm-hmm. But without a team, without a coach, without someone to advise, 50% or more quit because of the difficulty. We don't have that community where grandma, great-grandma, and everybody else and the sisters went through this and they are helping each other. It just doesn't seem to happen. But Lisa is going to be available for consultations 2 days a week. She's actually going to be at Be Well Labs, which is, of course, right down the street from Nutrition World, where the blood testing is. Begin with labs.com. So go on nutritionw.com. I'm not sure quite yet, but it will be available for you to book an appointment with Lisa Bloom at Nutrition W at Marlene's location, which is 1 block down the road.
Yeah, it'll be great.
Fantastic. I'm going to try to remember to do this. And it's called, I'm going to do it at least at this point, I'm going to call it the Teacher of the Week. There are so many different ways that I learn the wisdom of health, learn the wisdom of my life of 69 years and try to, you know, recreate a better path in the future than I had in the past. And part of that is we are blessed to have YouTube. I remember, and you do too, Clint, probably, when I was riding a motorcycle at 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, I would go to the library if I needed to find information. Where'd you go? You had to go to the library. And then you had to look it up in magazines or books. Many times they were at least 5 years old, so they weren't current. Well, today we have a tremendous amount of bad information, but we have also teachers who have another vast years of experience that can share their wisdom. Just like you in this book. Mm-hmm. People in the old days couldn't do this stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's no way you and I could have printed a book like this.
Well, they could have done it. It was cumbersome, inefficient.
Yes.
And it was a barrier to entry for a lot of folks that wanted to do things. You know, there's good and bad that comes with technology. And I told somebody the other day, I remember when I had to write 20-page papers and they were handwritten on college roll paper with biblio, everything. And it was all handwritten. And you sometimes would write it rough draft, then write it again, edit it, and then a final write. So sometimes by the time you'd written a 15 to 20-page paper, you'd written 100 pages.
Yes.
And people are like, really? I'm like, yeah, while you're sitting in a library with books four and five on one side.
Yes.
Yeah, it was.
And I wouldn't trade those years for anything, but it was cumbersome. But the one site this week that I've really loved is the site that I have accessed before. It's called Pain Free You. Pain Free You on YouTube. I have counseled with this guy. I paid him to help me because what he's saying is a big majority of our chronic pain in this society is actually your brain telling you you have pain. Guess what the reason is? Why would your brain want to tell you you have pain constantly 24 hours a day?
So it gets attention.
Keeps partially, it partially because
your brain with space and waste.
It's trying to divert your inwardly from something that is hurtful and harmful.
From something that's hurtful.
You're right. It's distracting you from you not being proud enough or being brave enough to delve deeply into your soul like you do. Like you're not a very superficial person.
Absolutely.
Like yourself.
I'm all foam and no beer. Let's be honest.
And so you don't delve.
Yeah.
You never delve.
I'm not delving.
I'm a delver now.
You're a delver. I'm not a delver, man. I'm a Waffle House guy. I don't delve.
So chronic pain, I can tell you for a fact, is a lot of, in me, 80% of it is the mental fear. And the name of it is Pain For You. The one I listened to yesterday was called You Are Not Sick, You Are Scared.
Well, my hip is terrified.
Your hip is bad.
My hip, back, and knee are just like in a horror movie. They're scared straight.
That your story's different because you actually have an anatomy part that's not working. You have a flat tire in the car. You can't help
it. I have 9 flat tires. That's just the one right now. Yes, sir.
But if you have just this chronic off and on, and I don't know where it's coming from.
Overall, I'm feeling well. I don't know. I can't pinpoint it.
Bingo.
I do understand the relevance.
Bingo.
And I do believe the body is sometimes, for instance, example, when you get sick, a lot of times it's from stress carried in the body. Mm-hmm. So I think it is true.
Yep.
Mental things we can't feel and touch, manifest themselves in physical ways.
Manifest is a good word. So YouTube, Pain For You, and the one I watched, You Are Not Sick, You Are Scared. I love it, love it. Really quickly, we have three things coming up. September 16th, Katie Poole, who's going to talk a lecture at Nutrition World on optimizing fertility. And then October 24th, the Humongous Health Fair. And October 25th, I'm planning an emotional breakdown. So we've got three huge events coming up.
We ought to get that scheduled.
Sponsored.
No, we ought to sponsor.
Oh,
we ought to get it sponsored. This emotional breakdown is brought to you by insert no fear pain here. Let's do this. Let's take our first break of the day. And when we come back, there'll be more of Vital Health Radio. It's brought to you by our friends at where? Nutrition World.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
Legendary food, legendary service. That's Texas Roadhouse. They take pride in every plate and they take no shortcuts. From hand-cut steaks and fall-off-the-bone ribs to chicken specialties and legendary margaritas, it all starts with fresh, quality ingredients. They even make their bacon bits, croutons, and dressings from scratch. Texas Roadhouse, where legendary food meets legendary value. Visit Texas Roadhouse at 2020 Hamilton Place Boulevard in Chattanooga, or download the app for reservations and convenient curbside pickup. Texas Roadhouse, legendary food, legendary service. SEC football at its best. College Football Radio, presented by Blackwell Automotive on Rock 103.7. Join Sean Whitfield and Stephen Hargis with the Chattanooga Times Free Press Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. We'll get you ready for your SEC college football game day. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey, it's Blake Watson. If you've been thinking about selling your house, I'm here to help. If you've been thinking about buying a new home, I'm here to help. If you just have some questions about the process of buying or selling a home, I'm here to help. Contact me, Blake Watson, with Epic Realty in Tennessee and Georgia. Find me on Facebook and LinkedIn as Blake Watson. On Instagram, I'm Rock and Roll Blake. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
You work out hard in the gym. You strive to eat healthy. You only want the best ingredients in the supplements you put into your body. Choose the nutritional supplements that can optimize your health. This is why Nutrition World is your buying headquarters for the best in bodybuilding and nutritional supplements. Don't choose the other guys. Choose Nutrition World. Stop by their Lee Highway location or purchase online at nutritionw.com. Nutrition World, more than just a vitamin store.
I'm Blake Watson. Join Sean Whitfield and me every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake, featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
For more than 20 years, Chattanooga families have trusted Blackwell Automotive to keep their vehicles safe, dependable, and running their best. That trust has helped Blackwell Automotive earn more than 1,100 five-star Google reviews from our customers and neighbors. Blackwell Automotive specializes in Toyota, Lexus, Nissan, Honda, and Subaru, and they're conveniently located in Midtown, next to Eastgate Mall. At Blackwell, you can expect expert repairs, clear communication, and friendly service from people who truly care. And remember, Chattanooga, if you want it to run well, take it to Blackwell.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least three times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. We've got a great show coming up. What about it, Clint?
Yep, it's Vital Health Radio. It's brought to you by Nutrition World. I am the co-host along with Ed Jones, who's the owner of Nutrition World. And we have, as we do often, our friend, Dr. Deering, Kurt Deering from Nutrition World.
Hello.
How you doing, sir?
Good, great. Thank
you. Here's what I thought we would do today. We're going to do what we call a tease. And so Cody, who's our social media guru, he's going to take this and invite other people to listen to the whole radio show, or at least this segment. So I want you to do something a little different. In 60 seconds, tell us what we're about to hear from you on this segment for the next 20 minutes.
And you think I can do that?
I'm just kidding. I begged you four times to try, so let's give it a shot.
We're going to talk about osteoporosis, osteopenia, and your conventional medicine approach is going to be to give you calcium and to give you drugs, okay? And then the holistic approach is going to be to probably go the route of lifestyle interventions, not just calcium, probably less calcium than most people think, and all the things that should go as a part of that piece of that puzzle, like vitamin K and vitamin D and C and all the other beautiful things that we do. So, and I'm going to talk a little bit about why it's probably not as big of a problem as we think it is, and why that is, and then also what we just going to be able to do about it to prevent it in the long run.
Okay, so. Perfect. That's beautiful. Perfect. That's good stuff. So where do we start with this, Ed? What's the first question you want to ask?
First question is, in 47 years, I've had so many women past the age of 50 who are concerned about osteoporosis, and you're going to explain what that is and what are some of the risks. And it's so modifiable if we do the right lifestyle, there's no doubt. But information is king. Information is how we change our life. And secondly, is discipline. So we have to do both of those, combine those. And that's what you will learn today from Dr. Kurt Dehring and maybe a little bit from me. And I have seen great success in so many women who choose not to use the pharmaceuticals. Now, there's a place for some pharmaceuticals. I'm a big proponent of the right person for the right, you know, program. And if that is necessary for pharmaceuticals, then it is. But today we're going to learn the option of perhaps another plan, Plan B.
Well, real quick, before Kurt takes off running, the one thing I find a constant theme through all of this is the medical world versus what we can control. And again, it's not either or. Sometimes you got a place for, I know you're good at this, sometimes there's a place for the medical stuff.
Sure.
It's got a great role. But we sometimes just give up our authority and our control without realizing there are things we can do to either mitigate, run alongside, or sometimes, because we're not giving away medical advice. We're not telling you not to go see your doctor. We're not diagnosing you. But sometimes we can actually eliminate it if needed.
Sure.
And that's the kind of the theme I hear through all these conversations. So go back to, you know, identifying the definition and what it looks like in real people.
Yeah. Well,
I'll be right back.
Okay. Yep. Sure. Well, I feel like conventional medicine approach to osteopenia and osteoporosis, they don't quite get it right. I feel like they start with a flawed diagnostic criteria to begin with. They've created this thing called the T-score system. So everything in the conventional medicine world, they want to put a number to something. And sometimes numbers are important to give you a starting point or to give you whether something might be out of range.
And before you go any further, you are a clinical pharmacist of how many years experience?
Over 35.
35. All right. Yeah. Continue on.
And so what this T-score system does is say, well, compared to the average, how much negative bone mass do you have? But what it's doing is it's turning normal age-related progression into a disease. So all of a sudden you're saying, well, you're negative 2.5 and therefore you're a disease. So here's what we're going to do. Of course, the first go-to is always going to be, they actually do tell people to go get calcium. So they actually get people to go to, of course, they always won't do the best form of calcium.
Right.
They won't say get it from whole food, which is where you're going to get good absorption. You're going to get it from a synthetic form, something like Tums or something like that.
That's right.
Which might be better than nothing, but, and they're going to say give 1,200 milligrams. I think that's far too much. I think what we know now is that 1,200 milligrams is too much. What is the right amount? Could be anywhere from 400 to maybe even much as 1,000, depending on what your intake of calcium is through your diet. So, but back to the whole thing I was saying, what we've created is when you put numbers to these things and as you get older, the numbers change, then all of a sudden you're over-diagnosing and you're over-treating. It's kind of the same thing that happens with blood pressure. Blood pressure goes up as we get older naturally. So all of a sudden you've got these arbitrary, you got to be less than 130 over now. And all of a sudden you've created a disease in somebody who just maybe has age-related progression.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with cholesterol. Cholesterol goes up as we get older. So
it'd be like creating baldness as a disease. We do tend to lose hair as we age.
Right.
Is it really a disease? No, not really. It's changes because of the birthdays.
Exactly.
Now, that doesn't mean that these changes can't be devastating at a certain point, right?
Yeah.
At a certain point.
So what is the first go-to? I think everybody's going to recognize the name Fosamax. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I was always a big Fosamax fan back in the 80s and probably early 90s. I've learned so much when it comes to what do I do for my family members. My mom went to go on Fosamax, and originally I was like, yeah, Fosamax is great, you know. But then it's like, it's my mom. Let me make sure this is the right thing to do here. Then you start really digging into the deep stuff, and you're like, I don't know. You know, you start learning that where did we actually get biphosphates from? You know, that's a class of medicines from. It originally was a chemical that was used to soften water for irrigation. So we took a chemical and somehow found that it relates to calcium in a way that might benefit people. And indeed, when they looked at it, once again, like other things, numbers look good. Bone density on the scan looks better. But guess what? We're artificially creating brittle bone. It looks denser, but it's more brittle. It's kind of like when you freeze a popsicle. It might be harder in one way, but it's going to snap as easy the other way.
So it does give bigger bones, but again, it's not always the stronger bone.
Exactly. And then, of course, they come with side effects like every medication out there. I remember telling people, you'd counsel them and say, we're going to get you on this. You got to sit up for 30 minutes afterwards. Otherwise, and you can't take anything else with it. Because if you don't sit straight up and drink 8 ounces of water with it and get it down into, you know, away from the esophagus, it can cause ulcerations in the esophagus.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and it can cause...
Wow.
And so it can also... And some of these newer ones that come out, just like the older ones, it's very rare, but we definitely know it's the cause. And nobody wants this. Irreversible jawbone degeneration.
Your life's over when this happens, pretty much.
Your bones and your jaws are deteriorated. Mm-hmm. And so that's something I just don't want to take the chance. Mm-hmm. You know, I wouldn't want to do it. But also what we need to look at, too, is that what is the evidence of these things? We've shown that actually hip fractures increase after so many years of being on these. We've looked at all data in men and shown that they really don't benefit at all. And in women over 80, it's minimal any kind of benefit to it at all.
But they worship the paperwork that came to show that numbers changed, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
And so what are the real causes of fractures? All right. It's not having low bone density. It's falls. The best thing to prevent fractures is preventing falls. You don't do that through just artificially increasing bone density. You've got to get people in good shape, that they've got good muscle mass, okay? They've got good cognitive function so that they're not more likely to fall. All the things that happen when we get elderly, you want to prevent that. The mm-hmm. things that you and I try to do as we get older here, we're trying to make sure that we got enough muscle mass and good cognitive function so that if we do fall, we're less likely to fall. Because guess what? Most fractures that happen in the elderly are in people that don't even have osteoporosis. So it's the falls mm-hmm. of the problem, not the bone density.
And having the more muscle you have, the more safety net that you have if you fall, to keep from breaking.
Absolutely.
And muscle is the organ of longevity. We speak about that constantly. And the two things that create muscle is working out and protein.
Yes, absolutely. So what is our best treatment lifestyle-wise? Exercise. It is the foundation of bone health. So high intensity training. I tell all the women that come in that you want to use a weighted vest that you walk around in.
Yes.
Especially your lighter weight women, because most of your osteoporosis and penia is happening in skinnier women that don't have the weight that they're bearing around. So this is the one time that actually having a little extra weight on you is a benefit, is for osteoporosis, because you've got to work the bones. Mm-hmm. And when you got more weight on you, you're working the bones. So if you do exercises that work the bones, and you wear a weighted vest, you're going to work the bones more, and that causes the bones to create what it needs to be stronger.
And that wearing the vest doesn't mean you're exercising. You're just doing activity in the vest.
You can be walking or hiking or
vacuuming or going to the mailbox. But you need it to probably, and you tell me what your opinion, about 30 minutes at least five times a week.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I usually tell people 60 to 150 minutes 3 to 4 times a
week.
Is what I recommend for exercise. And getting your heart rate up to 120 minus your age,
which is
10 minutes.
That's not with the vest, though.
No.
Yes, that's a separate.
It could be, but...
But probably not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The two primary factors that contribute to bone loss are our diet. So acidosis from our diet, excessive consumption of acid-forming foods. That's your grains, dairy, meat, coffee, sugar. Mm. So you get that, because when you get that acidosis, you're going to go to the bones to get the alkaline, pull the calcium out to sort of minimize that. And then, of course, the malabsorption that you get from everything that's going on with our GI tracts these days. You know, if you've got anything from celiac to anything that's causing us to taking proton pump inhibitors like Nexium, you're going to get less absorption of your magnesiums and your calciums and mm-hmm. all the things that are needed here.
And that's a drug that's supposed to be prescribed for short term, but the physicians completely ignore it and really just, as long as you want to use it, you can, right?
It's unbelievable how often that happens. I mean, I find people come in, but they've been on it for 20 years.
Wow.
But anyway, what are the essential parts of the puzzle?
Yes.
Calcium is, but like I said, if all you do is calcium, it's been shown that too much, taking calcium by itself and getting a little bit too much of it actually increases your risk for fractures. You don't want to be doing it by itself.
So the traditional advice has been somewhat wrong. And plus, they don't advise quality calcium. And this is a package of like the synergy between multiple components is what makes you just stop losing bone mass, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Essential supplements. So we know calcium is a big part of the puzzle, but vitamin D is crucial. And what else is crucial with vitamin D is vitamin K2. That's why we always put K and D together. Especially the MK7 form of D, it's the longer acting. It is what's going to take calcium off your arteries, put it into your bones. And so things that can decrease vitamin K2, and we used to not know this, and we brought this up before, but so I'm not going to repeat myself, but we didn't know about the importance of vitamin K2 decades ago, but now we do. And so people should be taking it because it's crucial for getting the calcium to go where it's supposed to go. It's crucial for working with the vitamin D and conducting it and calcium into doing the right things. So when you're taking calcium with D, with K, especially the MK7 form, and you're doing weight-bearing exercising, then those are the three, in my opinion, the three critical components of it. Can you do a little bit more? Sure. We know that boron can play a role. Mm-hmm. We know that strontium can play a role, and the conventional medicine world out there will scare you away from strontium. You do need to take it. If you do decide to do strontium, you need to take it separate from your other calcium and your bone.
It's best to do that.
Yeah.
And keep in mind, don't be trying to take notes. There are formulas that combine most of these in one single bottle.
They do.
Or two.
They do.
Yes.
And the only problem I find with those particular products, I'm always telling people, matter of fact, before I came over here an hour ago, I was talking to a lady about this, and I'm just saying, there's not enough D and K in here.
Yes.
You've got to get the D and the K and get this product with these things
Bingo.
In there.
Bingo. I agree completely. And getting blood testing for D is important. Begin with labs.com right down the street is the place that I go to get all my blood work.
So, and then people always want to know, well, where do my levels need to be? Okay. We know that conventional medicine says that 30 or less is deficient. I think you and I would agree that probably anything less than 40 is probably deficient. What is the ideal? I think that you should be somewhere up around 60, 70. Mm-hmm. Do you need to be 80, 90, 100? Maybe not.
Maybe not. Mine's 52 right now.
Yeah, you and I are like, we have to take large doses in order to be able to just to get in the 50s.
Yes, and we eat, I mean, I eat better than 95% of people. You eat better than 10% of the people.
That's not true. That's not true.
It's
at
not
all.
True. You do a good job. Yes.
I do pretty good.
Yeah.
I actually don't take it. I don't take a day off like you do to just eat whatever I want. So you're at one day out of the week, whatever the statistics are, and one out of seven. I try to do good every day, but I end up probably one out of seven statistically.
There you go.
On
okay.
Day database. If that makes any sense.
I'm glad you defended that.
We won't talk about Clint's diet. Hey, you got 3 minutes left, Kurt.
Okay. Well, we also know that vitamin C is crucial. But back to you were saying getting your vitamin D levels checked, where do we need to be? And I tell people all the time, it's so hard to get toxic with vitamin D. The world will try to scare you. Yes. Oh, don't get too much D. You're going to get. However, that being said, do I think if you're at 120, you're going to be toxic, have toxic symptoms? Absolutely not. I think you don't get toxic symptoms until you get well above 160. That's hard to do. That's the people I find the only people that ever happens to are the people that they're taking 50,000 international units.
Bingo.
It's meant to be taken once a week.
Yep.
They're taking it every single day, and after 2 to 3 months, they will get toxic.
Yep. And if you take vitamin K, it lessens the toxicity some, but that still is way too much.
Yes. Now, I also think that sort of like I was talking about last week with the J curve with blood pressure, I think there's a point when you start to get levels too high, it actually starts to have a negative effect on cardiovascular benefits to get too high levels of vitamin D. We're not here to talk about that, but anyway. So the dietary recommendations, you know, taking calcium without it being synthetic is a good thing, but you really want to get it from high quality forms, and so fruits, vegetables, and of course high quality protein. We mentioned vitamin C is crucial, and then I think that's about the extent of it. I know that most people on vitamin K think it's all about clotting factors, and it is about clotting factors, but it's so much more. And I'll have people say, well, I'm on Eliquis and I'm on this Xarelto, I can't do any vitamin K. No, the only one you have to worry about limiting your vitamin K intake is with warfarin, Coumadin.
Because the vitamin K would decrease the effectiveness of warfarin. Is that correct? Is that
the big concern? The way warfarin works is that it's taking vitamin K and making it not work right.
Right.
And vitamin K is converting, it's an enzyme convert and a cofactor that's converting one protein over to another that eventually forms a clot. And so if you reduce the amount of functioning vitamin K, if you reduce that, then you lower the clotting time. You decrease
the clotting. But the other drugs don't do that.
The other drugs, they go straight to the final clotting factor.
Clint says the same thing.
Yeah, so no, it's me and you, I'm over here agreeing with everything you're saying. It lowers the clotting factor. That's what I was going to say earlier. It does. That's what I was going to say. I was agreeing with you.
Clint is clueless. Let me just tell the listeners.
I know what I'm not clueless about.
That we're out of time.
Yeah, that's why I jumped in with my ha-ha funny moment. Yeah, to give us a little humor and break so we can take a break. Hey, Dr. Darian, it was good chiming in, I guess, my little input.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. We're going to be right back with Vital Health Radio. You're listening to it. It's brought to you by Nutrition World.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, find us on all major podcast platforms. Search On the Move Radio, download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
College Football Radio is ready to get you fired up. College Football Radio, presented by Blackwell Automotive on Rock 103.7. We're talking SEC football at its best. Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, LSU, Florida, Texas, we're covering them all. Join Sean Whitfield and Stephen Hargis with the Chattanooga Times Free Press every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on Rock 103.7, getting you ready for SEC college football game day. Miss an episode? Search College Football Radio Download on your favorite podcast platform. College Football Radio, presented by Blackwell Automotive on Rock 103.7, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to segment 3 of Vital Health Radio. Wonderful information from Dr. Kurt Dehring. that you won't get from your normal conversation with most traditional healthcare workers. Now, I love Chris Lazoo at Be Well Labs. He's physician assistant. He has a bigger toolbox, and that's what I will refer to health professionals that are actually in the conversation that can give both sides of the story.
Well, I know where you won't find something like Dr. Darren, and that is at 99.9, and this is researched, so it's studied, 99.9% of other nutritional stores around the country.
I would not disagree with
that.
We are an anomaly.
There's a Harvard research paper on that.
The Clinton research method.
Yeah, Clinton University. CU.
We are unique and with a capital U. And I love to have a staff of such professionalism. We have 42 people, and we have such good passion. I got to throw a word out to about Seth. Seth's this 19-year-old. Who freaking rocks, doesn't he, Rain?
Oh, yeah.
Well, he acts like he's 49.
Let's shout out to Rain. She's over here working. She's got one less camera than she's normally have. She's the SIM card got filled up. Uh-huh. She's been an assistant to this point for the last maybe month or so. She's here by herself, kind of left dangling a little bit. And you know what she's doing? She's what we call stepping up. She's
Bingo.
A player. She's a big stepper. That's
SU,
what she is.
Step up.
She's
yes.
right there. She's like, no shame in my game. I'm all in.
Yep. And there yep. You there you go. It's right. Hey,
Even though she gives her phone number out to creepy people, but that's fantastic.
Yeah, you want me to put the phone number on here?
Yeah, absolutely. She's like, hey, I need to send you a picture. Right, here's my number. I'm like, what the hell? Is it dad? What are we doing?
You have a girlfriend, so you can't do
I'm just saying as a dad, I'm telling her, don't give your number out there.
Yeah. Hey, this is, I'm a self-admitted hypochondriac. I don't like super checking myself because I always lean toward the negative, but then I use my self-therapy to not do that, but it's work, and I have to work at that tendency and pattern that I have. But I went to Be Well Labs, and I'm getting some blood testing. What did I want to get? You know, we had a guest on here. And I can't actually remember his name, but he talked about the spike protein. You remember that guy? It's about 2 months ago.
I do remember
that. He talked about his personal journey of he had 2 or 3 cases of COVID, and he didn't do the shot, but every time he tested, his spike protein was high. Yep. So he had what we call long COVID. Well, long COVID creates symptoms of foggy thinking, fatigue, aches and pains that come and go. These things come and go. Mm-hmm. I tend to have really wonderful days in my life 80% of the time. And 20%, I do have, you know, less quality than I would choose. So I'm getting my spike proteins checked, and I haven't had COVID in a year or two. So I want to see. They should be back by tomorrow if my numbers are high, because it should be less than 25. His was 870.
Ooh.
And he said, and he's a physician. That's what it was. Yeah, he was a physician from across the country. And he said a lot of people are struggling.
They don't know.
And they don't know what's wrong with them, but then they can't find anything wrong because they're not testing the spike protein in between COVID cases. So I will let you know in a couple shows. I will say this, the show for next week will have to be one from the record book. We're going to talk about Christy, who works at Nutrition World, and the most intriguing, I know you won't believe this, interesting story of how she raises her chickens, and we all eat the eggs from her chickens because of what she does to and for her chickens.
Okay. Yeah.
You remember that show?
I do remember
Christy
it. Christy
is
fascinating.
It truly is. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
She's unique also. I like unique people.
You do. You're surrounded by unique people.
Yep. Hey, I thought of this really cool piece of wisdom, I guess I'll say.
Okay.
I thought the two most common health mistakes, here they are.
Huh.
This is mentally doing nothing and not realizing how risky doing nothing creates, because when you do nothing, you change nothing. You are going to age very fast if you don't embrace wisdom. And when you do nothing, you are going to sink into the quicksand quicker than if you didn't. Secondly, is doing something that is not aligned with the wisdom of the body. The wisdom of the body is something that traditional medical people would absolutely laugh at.
Yeah.
So
do I get a place for my wisdom or not really?
Go.
It's okay.
Yes.
So my wisdom is, I think it's silly to think that you're not changing anyway. So when you say not change anything, that's acting like, well, I'm not changing.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
You're
changing. Are you going to control as much as you can or not?
You're going to adapt to it or not?
Yeah. That's my whole thing, is to say, oh, I'm not going to change. Oh, trust me. You can sit there and not do a thing and you will change.
ticks. Do you have any ticks this year on you?
I mean, I have a few.
Oh, not T-I. Sorry, my bad. That's how you get canceled right there. I pulled four off my dog.
T-I-C-K, not T-I-C-S.
I pulled four off my dog in the last month and a half.
Okay, yeah.
So they're all in my house.
Half of chronic fatigue syndrome. What is chronic fatigue? I think we all know. It's basically very tired periods of time when you become very, very tired, exhausted, right, and other symptoms. Now, half of chronic fatigue syndrome patients in a recent study tested positive for hidden tick-borne infections like Babesia and Bartonella. That standard blood test almost always miss. Babesia is a parasite, and it poisons the red blood cells and disrupts oxygen delivery, and while Bartonella damages blood vessels, creating persistent fatigue and neurological symptoms.
As soon as you said that, I started yawning. You said fatigue twice, did I not? I said, all of a sudden, it's like I'm walking through a poppy field like the Wizard of Oz. I'm like, I need to lay down for a minute. I think I got chronic fatigue.
Well, that's where you can get these things somewhat tested on some newer testing just to see. Oh, here's the thing I want to talk about. I spoke of in the first segment on caffeine and weight loss. I have always actually been very intrigued by the actual natural product called caffeine. It's been around since we've been around. But they did this great study, and I'm going to hold my hat onto this study because I've kind of intuitively done this. And I guess I've kind of guessed right. The participants represented in this group were struggling with fat loss. They were all women, modestly sedentary, exercised fewer than three times a week, and had body fat percentages above 30%. Now, if this group can get benefit, just imagine the next group up that is actually doing more for their health. So they selected this population because they were carrying extra body fat. And the results showed that caffeine at 3 milligrams per kilogram, which is, for me, would be about 180. Let's see, I'm 70 kilograms, 210 milligrams of caffeine. I looked it up that a grande at Starbucks cold brew, which I love, is 205 milligrams. So the 3 milligram would hit it. And then they did a 5 milligram, which would be about 300 milligrams of caffeine. And it did increase significantly the fat oxidation compared to placebo. Yet, when they went to the 9 milligram, which would be really high, like 500 milligrams, it failed to give any additional benefits, and it also caused side effects from nervousness, blood pressure elevation, but the 3 and 5 milligram per kilogram did not do that. I will do caffeine for the rest of my life.
I do caffeine every morning, but you do realize you lose a lot of people when you say 3 kilograms to 5 kilograms per 6 kilogram. You do realize that. I just want to know how many cups of coffee that is. You know what I'm saying?
Said that.
I know you did, but then there was a lot of grams and kilograms and hexagrams.
I did. There was.
And, telegrams and all kinds of grams in there.
Mammogram. Yeah. And so the bottom line is, people, 200 to 300 milligrams of caffeine. And to get that, I do a grande cold brew, or I will do a grande hot, which has 310. So you just go Starbucks and do a grande. You just do a grande that looks black, okay? Can I make it real simple? Anything that's
what
black.
What is grande? Is it big coffee, little coffee? That's the biggest one? Or you don't, is that venti?
Do you not go to Starbucks?
No, I go. Here's the problem. They don't use language. What is venti?
It's bigger.
Okay.
Grande's the next size down. From it, right, Rain?
Rain, are you?
Venti's the highest.
Yeah,
Venti's. Okay. Well, they have a newer one that's higher than Venti now.
Yeah, it's Grand Venti.
Yeah, and it's like Escalade. 600 milligrams. Yeah, okay. But before the gym, absolutely 200 to 300 milligrams of caffeine.
Okay, love it.
All right, then I want to talk about the xylitol issue. Have you seen that on the news, xylitol, Clint?
No.
Okay, well, people who are well read probably have. So.
I picked up on it. That's good.
Okay, you got that one? Yeah. Did you get that error?
Yeah, well, the pause when you stared at me helped.
Okay, yeah.
It really helped when you go, did you get the insult, Clint? Yes, I got it.
Xylitol is a natural sweetener. All health food stores sell some things with xylitol.
That's not stevia, right? Stevia is its own thing.
Right? It's its own thing. Xylitol is another complete different molecule. Right. They tested 17,000 people from the general population, average age 61, and found that over 6 and 30-year follow-up periods that xylitol did at a certain level were linked with some major adverse cardiovascular events, and the lower levels did not really affect too much. Now, how much is too much? chewing gum would be meaningless. A lot of chewing gums have xylitol. What would have the level of xylitol that you don't want would be the 16-ounce canned drinks in most cases. I don't see it in protein very often. And what happens is if you get 30 grams of xylitol, you're going to get platelet aggregation increase. That means you have thicker blood. That is probable reason for the side effects of xylitol. So again, we have to learn by examining and some research and anecdotals. So at this point, I will continue to eat my gum if it has xylitol. I never have drank drinks with xylitol. We are going to scan the store to make sure that, you know, what drinks do we have, and we'll be trying to switch off to drinks that don't have xylitol.
And have stevia.
And have stevia. Stevia's got a little bit of headlines right now with some neurological, altering brain chemicals.
I use stevia, like, because I always heard from all my nutritional friends that it's been so much better and everything. So I use it like it's God's gift. Well, I use it all the time and everything.
The difference between xylitol and stevia is you have to have a genetic defect for the stevia to bother you. Xylitol might bother everyone.
I probably have it. You whatever do? It is, I probably have it. Well, hi, Katie. I probably got it then. I probably got the.
All right.
Yep.
Let's go. Let's switch to that. To maybe
you
making
got about
it
two
break.
Minutes. You want to? Or you want to? You can you do that in 2 minutes? Or you want to take a break and do it at the end of the show?
No, let me do it real quick. Yeah, stomach bug. We've all had it. What do we do after we get done pooping and throwing up? What kind of food should we be eating?
Broth.
Only for a short period of time. What we have to do, and what this really great research article showed, is, you know, the first couple days for a child, I've never done this, but if you use green bananas and with rice, you can do very well. If you use rice alone, it doesn't work.
Right.
But what you have to do, as soon as you start feeling better, you got to get something with protein. Here we go back with protein again. The banana's fine. The rice is fine. You should not stay on that for more than the short period of time that you can. Really and truly, you'll recover quicker if you can add.
I knew about the greenish bananas.
Have you done it before?
Rice.
I've never done a green.
I have, but I learned that with kids.
Okay.
I learned when I was because I was, you know, yeah.
Yeah. All
I
right.
Learned that.
Good.
And the protein doesn't surprise me. Protein seems to be the answer to unlock a lot of issues that we suffer
and
from.
And I would probably drink it instead of eat it the first day or two. I don't know.
Let's do this. Let's go ahead and take that last break of the show before we come back and wrap this one up. You're listening to Vital Health Radio. It's brought to you by Nutrition World.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
NASCAR fans, your Monday night just got a whole lot faster. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7 is Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr every Monday at 6 p.m. as they celebrate 25 years of talking NASCAR. From Daytona to Charlotte, we cover it all. NASCAR news and breaking stories you need to know on and off the track. Miss an episode? Catch Racing Talk Radio on your favorite podcast platform. Search Racing Talk Radio Download. Racing Talk Radio, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hungry for something legendary? Head to Texas Roadhouse. Enjoy hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, chicken specialties, and legendary margaritas, all made with quality you can taste. Because of Texas Roadhouse, service starts with taking no shortcuts. They make their food from scratch, including their bacon bits, croutons, and dressings. And getting your favorites is easy. Download the Texas Roadhouse app for reservations or place your order for convenient curbside pickup. Texas Roadhouse, 2020 Hamilton Place Boulevard in Chattanooga. Texas Roadhouse. Legendary food, legendary service.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today. You work out hard in the gym. You strive to eat healthy. You only want the best ingredients in the supplements you put into your body. Choose the nutritional supplements that can optimize your health. This is why Nutrition World is your buying headquarters for the best in bodybuilding and nutritional supplements. Don't choose the other guys. Choose Nutrition World. Stop by their Lee Highway location or purchase online at nutritionw.com. Nutrition World, more than just a vitamin store.
SEC football at its best. College Football Radio, presented by Blackwell Automotive on Rock 103.7. Join Sean Whitfield and Stephen Hargis with the Chattanooga Times Free Press Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. We'll get you ready for your SEC college football game day, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
For more than 20 years, Chattanooga families have trusted Blackwell Automotive to keep their vehicles safe, dependable, and running their best. That trust has helped Blackwell Automotive earn more than 1,100 five-star Google reviews from our customers and neighbors. Blackwell Automotive specializes in Toyota, Lexus, Nissan, Honda, and Subaru, and they're conveniently located in Midtown, next to Eastgate Mall. At Blackwell, you can expect expert repairs, clear communication, and friendly service from people who truly care. And remember, Chattanooga, if you want it to run well, take it to Blackwell.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to the final segment of Vital Health Radio. How about it, Clint? I did well without AI and without any sheets in front
of
me.
Listen, this first week, I'm going to go ahead and say that I think we should do this moving forward. Mm-hmm. You'll get better. It's on camera.
You helped me today. You did good.
But so you would welcome back, and then immediately you were so confident at first. It's like the kid that realizes his mom and dad have not holding onto the bike anymore. Then you would look over to me immediately, like, "Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, Clint." And I'm like, "You're doing good, buddy. Paddle. You're doing great. It's been good."
Well, you know, 8.5 years of the piece of paper just for intros.
But that's what I'm saying. How much more? So literally, how much more freeing is it?
Love it. I want simplicity, and I want it to
I think we've found a new way to make this short even more enjoyable for you.
Bingo.
All right,
bingo.
So you got about 3.5 minutes, sir.
I'm going to say really quickly, it was interesting that David Morenz, MD, a senior advisor to Anthony Fauci, pleaded guilty in federal court August 18th, 2026, to the count of conspiracy to commit offenses and to defraud the United States. If convicted, he faces up to 5 years in prison. He was served as a senior advisor to the Office of the Director from 2006 to 2022 under Dr. Fauci. It is coming out, isn't it?
Yeah, he's just going to take the heat for Dr. Fauci. I mean, Dr. Fauci is not going to get held accountable, which is I think it's a crime. So they're just going to find two or three other people that are, he got it. They're going to take his butt whipping.
Yep. You know, I talk a lot about EMFs, 5G.
Yeah.
Thank you, Clint. And I have technology that I purchased to help protect myself that you don't have.
All right, of course.
Yeah.
And that's why I have ticks. Yeah.
And yes, that's right. You use ticks for your protection.
Yeah, that's right.
But guess what's coming out in 2030, we're going to have 6G. 6G is going to be another whole avenue of changing the neurochemicals of the American society. But
your 5G stuff ain't going to work. Your protection then is going to have to get.
No, they're going to update my blueshield.com. Blue with BLU is shield.com. If you use the word Nutworld, you get a discount. That is what I use in my bedroom. And I gave my daughter one, and what it does is does not block. You can't block EMFs unless you have a silver material. Now, if you buy the silver sheets, I do wear a silver toboggan, okay? You know, I do wear a toboggan. I don't care how
hot
it is.
You look like an alien with mouth tape and eye coverage and alien hat and special underwear. You just look like a... Go ahead. We don't have much time.
And I'm not going to live a day longer, but I'm going to live a day quality longer. Okay, that's what it is. About quality of life. If I kick the bucket tomorrow, I lived a dang good life.
You did.
About 80 miles an hour most of the time. But I'm going to be preparing myself.
Back to your email.
For blueshield.com and put in NutWorld and go on their site. That is the only real answer to shielding some of this G stuff.
Okay. G stuff. It's official. That's research stuff. G stuff. Yeah. What else you got for? We got a minute left.
You're a handful today.
I was didn't have a whole segment with Dr. Deering. I had to sit out in the lobby.
Oh.
Yeah. Y'all kicked me out because he's such a nerd.
Hey, the Amish are threatening a mass exodus from New York because they are coming after them for guess what?
Vaccines.
Exactly. Yes. Good guess. It wasn't for their milk. It was for the vaccines.
Yep.
And they're not going to stand for it. So it'll be an interesting court battle about the rights of whether you can force someone to take
We've already had
medicine.
That. We've already had that fight. We've already had that fight
right.
in 2020, and they feel free to do it. Now, I think, I'm in between probably a lot of my friends. I think there are some vaccines we should take as a society, but I think we should have more of a choice on that. We're coming close to 4 minutes if you want me to start wrapping this one up.
Wrap it up, brother, and again, happy Labor Day to everyone.
Absolutely. Next week, don't forget, it'll be a best of show. Tune in. It'll be good if you've not heard it. Most of our shows are evergreen, and we look forward to seeing you the week after that. Enjoy your holiday. You're listening to Vital Health Radio. Comes out Tuesdays as a podcast. Vital Health Radio download on any of your podcast platforms. It's brought to you by Nutrition World.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.